Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it can be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Unlocking the Mysteries, the Promise of Divine Dialogue. And today's focus is hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life. In the unceasing rhythm of life, where each day unfurls with its blend of noise, demands, and decisions, the yearning for clear, discernible guidance is a common thread that weaves through the fabric of our existence. Into this cacophony steps a promise so profound it seems almost audacious, a direct line to the Creator of the universe, an invitation to engage in a conversation that unveils the depths of divine wisdom. Today, we anchor our exploration in the potent assurance of Jeremiah 33:3, delving into the dynamics of calling upon God and receiving answers that illuminate our path with revelations of previously veiled. Our springboard for today's discussion is Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Now, this scripture is not merely a verse. It's a doorway into the heart of God's communicative nature. It reassures us that when we reach out to God, our call does not echo into the void, but is met with divine response that promises to broaden our understanding and enrich our perspectives. The phrase, great and hidden things that you have not known, suggests that God's insights are not only profound, but also personal, tailored to guide, heal, and transform us. It speaks directly to a relationship that thrives on active engagement, where our willingness to listen is as crucial as our eagerness to ask. Let's do a quick focus training. Intentional calling. Set aside specific times each day to actively seek God's presence. This isn't just about speaking, but it's also about creating space in your life to hear God's voice. And number two, Scripture as a gateway. Use Scripture as a starting point for your conversations with God. Read a passage, then pause to ask God what He wants to reveal to you through it. Number three, journaling the journey. Keep a journal of your prayers and the insights that you believe God is providing. Over time, this record will become a testament to God's faithfulness and guidance in your life. Number four, expectant listening. Approach your prayer time with expectations that God will speak. This provides faith and patience, as His timing and methods are often surprising. And number five, community reflection. Share your experiences and revelations with trusted believers. Often, God's voice is clarified and confirmed through the wisdom and the wisdom of the community of faith. In conclusion, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 opens up a realm of spiritual exploration that defies the limitations of human understanding, inviting us into a divine dialogue that promises not only answers, but also profound revelations. Embracing this promise requires faith, intentionality, and an open heart prepared to receive the wisdom that God is eager to impart. And today's call to action, take a deliberate step towards deepening your conversational relationship with God. Choose one of the focus training strategies and integrate it into your daily spiritual practice. Pay attention to how this changes your perception of hearing God's voice in your life. And today's question of the day, what great and hidden things are you seeking insight on? And how can you more actively engage with God to uncover these revelations? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you with open hearts and minds, yearning for the wisdom and the revelation that only you can provide. Teach us to call upon you with faith and to listen with expectancy. Guide us into a deeper understanding of your will, revealing the great and hidden things that you have prepared for us. Strengthen our resolve to seek your face daily, trusting that you will answer and lead us into the fullness of your plans. Amen. As we venture forth, let's carry with us the promise of Jeremiah 33:3, reminding us of how the power and the potential that lies in our dialogue with God. May our days be marked by the clarity and confidence that comes from hearing his voice, guiding us through life's complexities with the assurance of his unfailing wisdom and love. Let us be attentive, expectant, and responsive to the divine whispers that seek to direct our paths and to enrich our journey.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.